This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Congressman Tom Price, represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He's also a physician and he's chairman of the Republican Study Committee. We want to get his thoughts 24 hours after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi unveiled the latest version of health care reform legislation in the lower chamber. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg, very much. Great to be back with you at a very, very important time.
Well, there's plenty to talk about here, so let's start right away. How different is this bill than the bill H.R. 3200 that got so much attention in the town halls this summer?
Well, I guess if that bill was 1,000 pages of bad news, this is 2,000 pages of bad news. And they really haven't paid any attention to the American people, which may be the most distressing thing. This bill is just a continuation of the government takeover of health care, now Pelosi style. Speaker Pelosi putting forward her version now that is bad for patients, it's bad for doctors, it's bad for businesses and jobs, it's bad for states, and it's bad for the nation on every single score. It just is so sad that they have ignored the wishes of the American people.
In terms of how you go over this bill now, how much have you been able to see, and how much can you really go through in less than a week before there's expected to be a House vote on this?
Well, we'll get through it all. It's 1,000 new pages, and we're working our way through it. But it's clear that this bill will cost close to the $1.3 trillion of the initial bill. It's clear that it will result in bending the cost curve. The president talks about bending the cost curve, and it does, but it bends it in the wrong direction, upwards. It's clear that it continues to require individuals and employers to either provide or have health coverage, and we've talked about why that's bad, because that means that the federal government is defining what kind of health coverage you must have as a free American so that they select the care for you and not you for yourself. And then maybe as important as anything, it gets in the way of that patient-physician relationship, gets in the way of those individual personal medical decisions between patients and doctors.
Congressman, what is the vote count looking like right now?
Well, if the old adage is if they had the votes, they would have done it before. So I think they're still short. But the question, again, is whether or not the moderate Democrats will represent their constituents, represent their districts, or whether they'll represent the president and their leadership. That's the real question, because we're here where we are right now because of the election of 2008, not because of what's happened over the past 6 months, but because of the die that was cast in the election in 2008, which is why it's so incredibly important for the American people to let their representatives know what they believe, what they feel about this monstrosity of a government takeover of health care.
Congressman, you mentioned that some of the moderates might feel the heat if they're interested in re-election. Do you think that the results in the few nationally recognized elections next week could impact the vote? If they see what's happening in Virginia and New Jersey, two states carried by the president, and Republicans do well, that it could impact the results on this vote?
Absolutely. I have no doubt about it. In fact, Virginia looks like it's going to be a big victory for Governor, soon-to-be Governor McDonnell in Virginia, and I think that will... That, along with possible results in New Jersey and New York, will send, I think, chills up and down the spines of the moderate Democrats. As an orthopedic surgeon, though, they need more than chills. They need some backbone, and we need to make certain, again, that they represent their constituents, because there are positive solutions to the challenges that we face. The fact of the matter is the status quo is unacceptable, but it doesn't require having the government take over our healthcare industry in order to fix what's wrong with our system.
Congressman, I mentioned H.R. 3200, which was at the center of all those heated debates in the town halls over the summer. You have introduced H.R. 3400, which is a very different piece of legislation. Briefly summarize it for our listeners, and has it gotten any traction in terms of actually getting on the agenda?
Well, thanks, Greg. H.R. 3400, and folks can go to our website to see it. Just Google Republican Study Committee or go to rsc.price.house.gov. They can actually pull up the new bill, the 2,000-page bill that the Speaker introduced, and our bill, our solution, 3400, which would make it so that each and every single American has the financial capability to purchase coverage, health coverage that they select for themselves, not that the government selects for them. It solves the insurance difficulties that we have right now with portability and pre-existing injury or illness. You ought not lose your insurance if you change your job or you lose your job. And you ought not be priced out of the market if you happen to have an awful diagnosis or a terrible injury. And then it says explicitly, which is what we have to do today, I'm sad to say, it says explicitly that medical decisions have to be made between patients and families and doctors. And then finally, it says that it provides for appropriate lawsuit abuse reform. You cannot be serious about health reform in this discussion and debate right now unless you're serious about ending the lawsuit abuse, the lottery mentality that goes on in our courts. The good news is we can do all of those things without raising taxes, the $800 billion that the Democrats would, or slashing Medicare, the $500 billion that the Democrats would. So there's positive solutions that don't harm the American people or harm the economy.
Congressman, some people may just be catching clips of this debate on the news. They haven't had a chance to follow it detail for detail. They see the polls that are relatively tight, fluctuating one way or the other on health care overall, as well as what the public option would mean in terms of the health care system moving forward. For those who see these two diametrically opposed ideologies clashing here and just aren't sure which way to go, what do you tell them?
Well, it's the American people are generous people, and they're great and good people, and they want to make certain that individuals in this country have access to health coverage, and so do I. But if you ask them, do you believe that the government ought to be intimately involved in the provision of health coverage or the decision making regarding you and your family and the medical decisions, which is what the bill would do, that's a 80 to 85% of the American people say absolutely not. So if you ask the right question, you get the right answer. If you fuzzy it up and say, do you think people ought to have health coverage, then sure. I'd answer yes to that, as I suspect you would. But that doesn't mean that the answer to that question is that the government ought to be running the show.
A prediction, Congressman, you said a little while ago that if the Democrats had the votes, they would have brought this forward sooner. Next Thursday, who's going to win?
Well, I don't think the vote will happen on Thursday. I think they've got a long ways to go, and I'm not one to predict the future in the world of politics because it's a difficult thing to do and fraught with problems. But I will tell you that if the American people speak up and recognize what's going on with this bill will not pass because it doesn't represent the wishes of the American people.
Congressman, as always, sir, great to have you with us.
Greg, thanks so much. Take care.
You too, sir. Georgia Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also chairman of the Republican Study Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.